Hello, everyone out there, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to the latest and greatest episode of Dialogue Tree, where we talk all things video games. My name is Ryan Smith, and of course, I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, who's on his cell phone, Jordan Sims. Get your head out of your ass.
Eat breakfast.
I'm too hungry.
I know, you're too hungry. We shouldn't be doing this. So,
well, I should have just eaten breakfast, though.
You should.
I don't have any breakfast. I have strudels, toaster strudels, those little Pillsbury things. They're, first of all, they're like probably over a year old because I don't like them that much. I like them, but I don't, they get old quick because they're super sweet, but they are good. I also don't have any milk, and I ain't about to eat no pastry without a milk.
That's called first world problems. First world problems.
Okay, well, I'm in the first world.
I know, but still.
I guess it's first world problems if I run out of gas.
You're just not going to have breakfast if you don't have milk?
No, I'm just going to have it later.
Okay. So, got it. Okay.
I don't know.
You're going to get your own milk?
I guess I'll have some Mountain Dew with my cereal. Is that a first world problem, Jordan?
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah. There was one time where I was a little tight on money and I didn't have milk, but I had Dr. Pepper. So I poured Dr. Pepper over like some Cocoa Pebbles. Not a good idea. It was not good.
You're a bad person.
It was 21
flavors.
You're
still a bad person.
Wow.
Just you put Dr. Pepper over Cocoa Pups.
Cocoa Pebbles.
What, same?
No.
Yeah, you're right. That's worse.
Yeah, it is worse. Cocoa Pebbles.
It's like, if you kill someone, you're still a bad... Hold on. Okay. Hear me out. If you kill someone, you're still a bad person, whether or not you didn't like it, right? Whether or not you liked it, you're still a bad person.
No.
We're not going to have this weird conversation where you're not going to try to convince me that if I go out and stab a little kid in the chest and he dies, I didn't like it.
Well, no, you'd be a bad... It depends on who you're killing. It does.
Oh my gosh. On this week's episode, or on today's episode, mind you, we're gonna do a little bit of a, I guess, free melee episode. If you don't know, I guess basically this whole episode is just us gonna be dogpiling on Nintendo a little bit. Nintendo, I actually titled this in the notes, I titled this Nintendo is poopy, and they are poopy.
Genius.
So, I guess, I don't know, what's the most recent thing? I kind of want to go from their things that they've done that aren't that bad, and then talk more about what they've done lately. The first thing I actually have written on here after Free Melee is, I just wish that they would support the scene of I wish they would support their game's competitive scene. I feel like I made a really gross sound then, like. Well, I did it that time.
Yeah.
I wish that they would support, as in, advertise for events, support events officially, actually chip in some prize money for things, or more prize money for things like Pokemon, Splatoon. Yeah, and of course, Smash.
I definitely get that.
I think Pokemon, which is, they give about $5,000, and I don't know where all the events get their money from, but they are officially licensed by the Pokemon Company.
They are, yeah.
Of course, Nintendo has a stake in, but even then, I feel like if they really push that video game and the card game of Pokemon, that scene should be at least competitively. I know it's massive casually. Pokemon is the biggest franchise in the world, but I feel like it could be much bigger competitively. A lot of this is going to, I feel like, it's going to be talking about how Nintendo is just behind the times in a lot of ways. It's like they don't understand, Twitch or YouTube.
Or they don't.
Or that people can be, make careers out of this stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely that. At least speaking on the Pokemon side of things, specifically towards the TCG side of it, they are just definitely, what's the word? They view it as it's a collectible card game first, and then miles down the road, is it a competitive card game?
Well, I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, me and you could break out a card game right now and play. That could be competitive.
Well, yeah.
That true. Doesn't mean, I just don't think they give two shits about giving people money.
Oh,
That's different.
That's true. That's true.
I don't. And Nintendo doesn't actually make the games and the card games, of course, but they do have a stake, and I feel like they could be a part, and they could. What's the word I'm looking for? Not advertise.
Influence?
Like when you give a tournament money.
Oh, sponsor.
Thank you. Sponsor. Also, yes, they could use their influence to push
these
things more.
It's almost like they're...
I think they're adverse to certain things. Go ahead. I'll say
I was going
to
say, it almost seems like Nintendo is just... Either they're stubborn and they don't want to learn.
Oh, they are very stubborn.
Well, that is true. But also, it seems like... Are there no young people working at Nintendo?
Well, I do think it's a bunch of old Japanese men in business suits making decisions. Because... I would imagine most of this stuff isn't about, or it maybe even any of it would be the developers themselves making.
Oh no, not at all.
That wouldn't even make any sense. I don't think that they understand that when people play Melee, I think that they think, oh, they're not going to play Ultimate, instead of thinking if they play Melee, they're going to get excited and want to play the new one.
Yeah, most definitely. The reason
they don't even want to support Ultimate competitively.
Yeah, not at all.
Not in tournaments, at least.
No. And even if you compare them to like all the other fighting games out there, they don't even do a grain of rice size support for any of the stuff.
I don't know if Nintendo does any prize money.
No. I mean, they don't have competitive scenes for it. I mean, really, not at all.
Ultimate is at tournaments, obviously, but most of that is fan grassroots. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know where most of this is coming from, why people have been talking about it, within the past 2 weeks to a month, Nintendo has just done a bunch of really just shit meme lord stuff that I just seems baffling. Nintendo has always been, like Jordan said, I don't know if you said behind the times, but
you said
they've been
behind the times,
and they've been stubborn to evolve. Hold on.
Excuse me. Hit him with the Dracula cough, Dad.
Recently, one of the big Smash tournaments, I think it was the Big House.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
They were going to have an online tournament, and when I guess Nintendo found out that they're using an emulator and a program called Slippy that basically lets Melee play online and actually do it well.
Yeah.
From what I can tell, from what I've heard, I've never used it myself.
Yeah.
It's probably better than Switch Online.
Oh, 100%. And watching videos
Nintendo,
on it.
Didn't like that they used that.
Yeah, exactly.
And they shut down the tournament.
Yeah, just...
They said, nope, you can't use this. Well, I mean, if we can't use it, how are we supposed to play the tournament?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't.
Yeah, and there's been these backwater. I'm trying...
Grassroots?
I'm trying to think of, like, I guess hidden away Smash tournaments and stuff that's happened on Twitch before. Like, they use different categories and stuff to host... Smash tournaments.
Well, so you can host Smash tournaments. It's just...
Well, I know that, but they're... Like,
I think it's because they were made... There's different... I don't know. I think it's just because they use Slippy. That's the main...
Yeah, that's...
Issue.
Yeah, Hungry
and
Box
maybe the fact that they were having a big prize pool.
Yeah.
Because I know the Big House is normally, obviously, in person.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, how do you... I don't know if you can stop that.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, Hungrybox was talking about how...
He's a Smash player.
Yeah, a professional Smash player. And he was talking about how, before all this even happened, how they used to have, like, tournaments on... Like, obviously, stream the tournaments and stuff using Slippy, and they would have to put it, like, in its own category on Twitch.
I thought Slippy was brand new within, like, this year.
It might have just been a... Like whatever
program.
Yeah, whatever Slippy's predecessor was. He's made a couple videos, three or four at least, about all of this. So
it's crazy. It's been blowing up. I saw Moist Critical did a video on this. Yeah.
So if you're interested in this at all, just go look up Hungrybox on YouTube. It's interesting to see his point of view from this as someone that is that high up.
He's been
up.
A pro. He was a big... He's a pro in Melee, and he plays a lot of Ultimate as well. But then later, a few days, it might have even been a week or more later, Nintendo was actually hosting an official Splatoon tournament, and it got to the, I guess, grand finals, and or the final, I don't know, whatever it was. It was late in the tournament.
Yeah.
And they were actually streaming this stuff on Twitch. But Nintendo saw that a lot of the teams, several of the like top eight teams had named their teams. It was like Free Melee, Free Smash.
Yeah, different stuff like that in support of, you know, Melee and Slippy and stuff like that.
And so Nintendo was like, you're just not going to be able to stream the tournament. Sorry.
I saw someone tweet that and I was like, This is a troll, right? This you're memeing on me?
They're like, just like, Nintendo is just a petty little bitch. You're a petty little bitch.
It is. I'm
taking my ball and I'm going home. You're literally Cartman.
I had to go look this up because I legit did not think it was. I didn't think it was real. I thought someone was trolling me. And it, holy shit, Nintendo is just being a bunch of big babies.
Hey, to be fair though, the tournament did go on, and yes, the tournament did have a prize pool of, the grand final prize was $25.
Whoa!
And I think it might have been $25 in like Nintendo swag. And get this, somebody came out. I think it was one of the people that was in one of the Splatoon tournaments, one of the guys came out and was like, the last time I won a tournament, Nintendo never paid me my $25. What a shitty company. Why is Nintendo big? Like, they've always been kind of quirky and behind the times. I've been playing some Smash Ultimate this week, partly because I watched that new documentary, Metagame, and I always get hyped when I watch that, but also I wanted to check out the online because I haven't played in a while. It's still shit.
Oh yeah, it hadn't gotten better.
It's still awful.
It hadn't gotten better.
Like every third game or so is just unplayably bad. We have very good internet here, by the way. We get like 500 megabits per second or something.
Probably more. Yeah. It's good. Like, we can play everything online without any hitches at all. But I've seen people with insanely good internet and just, well, here we go.
If you can stream and play a game at the same time, normally you have incredibly good internet.
Yeah.
And I've seen, like you said, Hungrybox, he also streams on Twitch. I've seen some of his games kind of glide, or not glide, the literal opposite of glide, stutter, come to a halt, yeah, like lag, stutter, lag, whatever you want to call it. And that also just kind of goes back to the fact that Slippy is better than Nintendo's own online. But yeah, they're archaic. That's what I was trying to say in a lot of ways. And you can almost kind of forgive that as ineptitude, which is bad, but at least it's not scummy. You know what I mean? Maybe they're like, oh, we don't want children to be affected in adverse ways. They're dumb excuses, but at least they're in some small way valid.
Yeah, for sure.
But this is just like evil.
Yeah, they're just being babies.
You're just being a baby bitch
about this. I won't go too much into it on here, but I highly recommend watching the Hungrybox videos because he breaks it down and brings in people's information of people that have been like, pretty much like not harassed, but like sent emails by Nintendo and Twitch saying, hey, like, we'll pay you money not to stream like Slippy or stream like Melee.
Nintendo would not pay them a dime. They would shut their stream down. What are you talking about?
That's just what he said. That's just what these people said.
Are you sure he said this?
I might be wrong.
Nintendo is not paying anybody.
Not paying, but they were saying pretty much like
Nintendo sends out DMCAs and cease and desists.
I'm trying to find exactly what he was saying, so I can actually.
I mean, he doesn't. We can link a couple videos.
Yeah.
In the.
Yeah, we'll link it.
That way, you don't have to comb through videos we're live. I don't know. Even more recently, they did the whole weird thing with the Etika Joy-Con thing. I don't know if you saw this.
I haven't seen that. No.
So, Etika, if you don't know, he was a YouTuber. I think he died. Was it last year or the year before last?
I think it was 2018.
Unfortunately, he was like, I don't know, late 20s maybe.
I think he was 22
Wait, what?
I think he was only like 22. Yeah.
No, I think he was almost 30.
Oh, okay. That sounds about right.
But either way, that really doesn't matter that much. he unfortunately took his own life. I mean, it would have been tragic if he died, I don't want to say normally, but if he died of natural causes, but it's obviously even more tragic that he took his own life, especially at such a young age. I never watched him, but I mean, it was pretty wide, you know, it was known that it happened. It was big news in the YouTube sphere, and he was apparently a big fan of Nintendo's IP in their games and whatnot. So somebody took it into their they made custom Joy-Cons that were based around Etika's brand. I think they said Etika Joy-Cons or something on them. They were black and white.
I remember those.
And most of, if not all of the
proceeds
were going to charity for mental health awareness.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And Nintendo shut it down.
Wow.
Instead of, and of course, Nintendo has, I feel like it's sad that I had to say this, but of course, Nintendo has the right to shut down a lot of this stuff. It's their IP. But there's a better way to do this. It's not 1850. You're not making cards. You're not making playing cards anymore. It's 2000. There's a better. Why don't you talk? I don't know. It raised a ton of money. Why don't you reach out, say, hey, instead of sending out, like, I think it was $150,000, you're going to be fined for each and every one of these Joy-Cons if you don't shut this down.
Wow.
Then, like, we're going to bankrupt you, bitch. How about going, hey, how about you tell him what he can do to avoid this?
Yeah.
Say, take off all these, because it turned out what he needed to do was take off the Joy-Con logo. Why not just reach out and tell him this? And instead of just bullying him or even help him, maybe say, hey, you can't sell these. We're sorry. We're going to donate $100,000 to that charity.
Yeah.
They're a billion-dollar company.
Yeah, that's nothing to them. Or they could have teamed the granddaddy scheme of things, which they would never do because they're not smart.
Smart. They know exactly.
They're not smart.
They're smart and stupid at the same time.
They're not smart.
They're just old.
They are old. They could go to the guy and be like, hey, we're not going to hire you, but we want to take your idea and
make an official version. Limited time. All the proceeds will go to the mental health awareness.
Yeah, and that way, because Nintendo's all about family, fun time, and stuff.
Well, that's what they want you to
think. That's what they want you to think.
That's what the developers are about. They've always done this. They've done this for years with ROMs and emulators and fan games. What was it? Pokemon Uranium. They raped that in the ass
all the Pokemons are taken down.
It's like they don't. Well, Pokemon Uranium was a fan. I think you can still find some, but Pokemon Uranium is the one that people always think about because it took them years to make. And like the day it came out, Nintendo cease and desist. It's like they don't understand. I could go find that game. I don't know. I could be wrong. But I would be willing to bet I could go find that game right now.
It's still out there. Because I was watching a playthrough of it the other day just because I was watching random Pokemon stuff. It's a great game. They worked really hard on it.
Dang it. Nintendo needs to hire that guy from Stadia who was recently like, streamers should be paying us money to be able to stream their game or games.
Dang it, I was going to say something. I forgot what I was going to say. Keep going. Maybe I'll remember it. What else?
Again. I don't know. They're very... Oh, did you see that Microsoft... This is kind of an aside, but it is relevant. Microsoft bought Smash.gg.
Yeah, that is interesting.
The eSport tournament website thing.
Yeah, tournament bracket thing. That's where people get their matches and standings and different stuff like that.
Of course, it's very popular in the Smash scene. So I thought that was kind of ironic. I think Hungrybox made a video on that. He's like, I'm glad Nintendo didn't buy it because they wouldn't do shit with it. They'd probably just shut it down.
Yeah, they definitely would. It is.
Dude, check this out. Yeah. This is going. I'm kind of rambling at this point, but if you want to think about what you were saying, when I was playing Smash this week, there were multiple times where I clicked. After you play a game of Smash, it brings up an option on whether or not you want to play the same person again. It brings up a rematch option. Multiple times during this past week, I selected no, and it rematched with the same person anyway.
Damn. You didn't want to play against that Sonic main?
Oh, well, I don't think any of them were Sonic mains, but yes, I don't want to play against a Sonic main.
Yeah, I definitely get that.
Dang also, did you find what you were looking for?
No, I'll just have to randomly tweet it at like 4 or 5 a.m.
Apparently, Nintendo DMs, I think I'm getting a lot of this from the Critical. We'll put the Critical video in the description as well. Apparently, they DMCA'd Australian streamers for streaming Age of Calamity early, but
they're in a different time zone.
Okay, so yeah, like it's almost, I don't know what day the game came out, but let's say the game came out in the U.S. on November 10th. Well, Australia is like a day ahead or something, so they were streaming it on the 10th, but in Australia it was already the 11th. Like, Nintendo didn't understand that.
Also, Australia has enough problems without Nintendo bullying them. Holy spiders. Shit. They got spiders. They got terrible internet. They don't have Netflix. I mean, they just got Amazon. Nintendo, give them a break. Dude. Damn.
So, there was a... this is going back to Smash. My experience, personally. There was a game I was having that was really bad as far as the lag. I could barely move. So, I just killed myself 3 times to get out of the match. And they sent me a warning message.
What?
They said, don't kill yourself I think they call it self-destruct. Self-destruct too many times or you'll be timed out. Fix your shitty internet.
What? That's insane.
They said it was
unsportsmanlike.
Like griefing or something. Yeah,
unsportsmanlike
exactly.
Conduct, I bet.
It's unsportsmanlike conduct. For me. I pay you for a service. And you don't provide it.
Yeah, I need to stop paying for my Nintendo Switch, sir. I was thinking about that the other day because I saw it come out of my bank and I was like, oh yeah, I pay for that.
It's just so cheap.
It is so cheap.
It's very cheap. And to be fair, right now I am using a free trial.
There you go.
7 days. So
that's pretty
good. You know, big generous to big in.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It feels like they've always been, and I've said this multiple times this episode, I know. They've always been behind the times in a lot of ways and archaic. But these last couple have been just especially atrocious. It almost feels like, you know, I don't know, it's been 5-6+ years since they lost Iwata. And now they've lost Reggie in the past year. It almost feels like anybody that was in their business team, you know, that was forward-facing is just... are gone and they've lost a little bit of their soul.
That's definitely true. I remember what I was
I don't know. I know Doug Bowser is the new, I think he's the head of Nintendo America. I don't know what he's about. I know he's been on some Nintendo Switch online presentations and stuff. But I think that a lot of these decisions are coming from Japan.
Oh yeah, most definitely. They still have their hand right up in Nintendo of America's cookie jar. I remember what I was going to say. It's not like they haven't, going back to the Etika Joy-Con things, or just even all these people in general, because, you know, you see all these awesome modded Game Boys and how, you know, you can have better screens and all this crazy modding and stuff you can do with the Switch and such. But it made me think that Nintendo works with companies. Back in the day, they had at least in Japan, they trained people how to work at McDonald's using Nintendo DSs.
Yeah, they've done some really weird stuff like that.
So it's not like they don't know how to work with companies. It's just, I feel like that sometimes they
want to work with companies in ways that don't
make sense.
Positively affect anybody.
Exactly. I feel like they operate in the gray area a lot.
Just type in Nintendo, I can just push the hamburger symbol on this computer. No, use a DS.
This isn't...
This is working for... The screen is 5 times the size. No, use a DS.
That was a weird video to watch that they trained these people.
That was on, like, Did You Know Gaming or something?
I think so, yeah.
I think he did.
It was interesting. And I think one of those DS recently sold on eBay. I think I was for a couple, you know, a little bit of money. So, Nintendo is one of those companies where I'm like, cool. I like your systems, you make good games, but damn, as a company, you're kind of fucked up sometimes.
It's just been so bad recently. It's always been, I'm not going to say it again, I've said it 10 times, I just said it.
Yeah.
But it's just gotten bad as of late, and it just feels like that they're sitting in a chair, pouting. No, you can't play our games.
Okay, I'll go play anybody else's games.
No, it's... No, I know it. It's... No, I'll go... Fine.
Yeah.
I'll play Smash anyway.
Yeah. I'll do it. Sure. Sephiroth's coming.
Because people are going to play, and they know that despite what they do, they could lay a big old brown log across the face of the community, and people are still going to play their games.
Yeah.
How many people, the vast majority, I would say, don't even know about any of this. A hardcore of the hardcore problem. And even a lot of those people are still going to get Switch Online. They're still going to buy Breath of the Wild 2. They're still going to buy Sephiroth. They're still going to play Splatoon, etc. and so on.
Yeah,
because definitely. Those are good games. And also, it feels kind of bad to punish the developers of those games when I would be damn surprised if they had anything to do with this.
Yeah, definitely. It's a Nintendo thing, not a whoever makes these games thing. It's every year Nintendo, I keep thinking, okay, this is the year they'll take one step forward, maybe in internet, or maybe in, like, they'll give me voice chat
or
competitiveness.
If it's pretty bad, it's pretty sad when you're like, oh, they are supporting one of their games by giving money into a Splatoon 2, and then you find out it's $25 in Nintendo gift cards.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh!
Because think about to the trailer for Splatoon 2, where you had these two teams walking into an arena.
Very obviously evoking a
esports
scene.
Yeah. Like, not anywhere near to what League is or anything like that, but still.
League is the biggest esport in the world.
But, still a... Oh man, they're gonna have this arena. They're gonna have live events. They're gonna do something cool. This is gonna be interesting. Splatoon's a fun game to play. It's a fun game to watch. It's colorful. It's fun. Nope.
It's creative and different.
They never did anything with that.
No, it has a scene, but it's not. Nintendo doesn't do really anything.
Yeah. It's not Nintendo's scene.
It's like that they just released it in the wild and expected it to explode.
Yes.
And blossom its own esport on its own with no support.
Yeah.
It did in a sense, but they have IPs that could be as big as League of Legends, as big as Minecraft, as, did you see the Minecraft speedrunner got caught cheating?
What?
Yeah.
Scumbag.
As big as Hearthstone, but they don't support it. They don't advertise for it to be that way. I don't know if they think that it's toxic, and it is, but it's toxic anyway.
Oh yeah,
you're toxic, Nintendo.
And then you got the poor bastards that are like, all right, we're gonna spend some time, money, energy, blood, sweat, and tears to do this cool thing for the community.
And then Nintendo just brings down the freaking cease and desist hammer.
Yeah. And it sucks for those people. It really does. I can't even imagine how it felt to be like, sweet, we're going to release this awesome mega Pokemon game we've been working on for years. Nintendo's like, no, you're not. What? You know I exist? We know everything.
It's sad, and it's depressing to think that this company that I grew up with, that a ton of people grew up with, that I still love to this day, it's just they haven't grown with the times, and even in the smallest, they're like in 2005 where they've just figured out what an Ethernet cable is, and maybe in the next console they'll put it in.
Yes, the fact that I get they want to protect the kiddos and stuff, the fact I have to download an app on my phone and then somehow voice chat through that,
and it doesn't even work well.
It doesn't even work well. I get it, and I'm not okay with it. But I've accepted it because I've realized that I think Nintendo is never going to... I don't think they're ever going to catch up, and I don't think they want to.
Maybe when these ancient behemoth demons in suits at the top die or retire, and someone that's under the age of 70 takes a...
We need some fresh...
A leading role.
We need some fresh blood at Nintendo. They need some 30s and 40-year-olds. Hell, give them some 50-year-olds. Some Americans.
Give them somebody that was not alive when the first video game was invented.
That's not where I was going to go with that, but okay. Yes. Give them some people that know what they're doing and will make people happy and not just...
They understand the way the video games work now.
Yeah.
Not just games. They don't even have to play games, but they need to understand the way...
How the world works.
How the world works, exactly, with Twitch and YouTube, especially.
Yeah, let people play your games. Another company that's terrible about
this... Yeah, they want to give you money. Let them.
Yeah, another company that's terrible about this is Bandai Namco. Holy crap. I've seen them slap cease and desist on people that use 30 seconds of their audio or something in the game. And just... Or not... Sorry, not DMCA. Copyright strikes. My bad.
That's the same thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I always put them in the same two different categories, but it's good to know they're the same thing.
That's weird because they don't own the IP. They don't own... Wait, what?
Bandai Namco?
They don't own the IP of any of them. They don't own the Dragon Ball Z IP or the freaking Super Smash Brothers Ultimate IP.
Oh, I'm not talking about them and Nintendo. I'm talking about Bandai doing their... own.
Yeah, I know they don't own, like, they might own Tekken or something.
Yeah,
but they don't own. I don't even know.
I'm not sure. I might be.
I've never heard of that.
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I don't follow the fighting game scene or anything.
Maybe I'm thinking about a different company. Maybe I'm thinking about Capcom. I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, Capcom supports Street Fighter, and
let's just
other games.
Let's just bucket that and say I'm wrong. It's okay.
It's just maybe you're right, but Nintendo is bad.
Yes, that is true. That is true. Man, I remember when they thought that the mobile gaming was going to be big and they did the whole thing with Mario.
Well, it was. It still is. It
still is, but...
I'm just glad that they veered away.
I'm not paying for Mario Kart on my phone.
Oh, hell no. I might pay like a one-time $5, you know, purchase.
Then they
purchase the game.
Then they slap them GoPros on those things you can drive around your house.
That's actually pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
See, Nintendo does so much weird, interesting, and fun... things.
They got
it's just
people.
So sad that I don't know. I guess it's the business side.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like we're kind of going in circles now. And
yeah, definitely. I don't know. Nintendo's done some good things. They've done some bad things. Maybe they'll catch up. But I honestly don't. From a personal view, I don't think they will. And who knows? Maybe, like Ryan was saying, after some people move on to some other things in life, that they will...
People aren't going
to
do that. That's what I was saying. I wasn't saying when people do. I said people won't.
Oh,
you
okay.
Said people will, and I said they won't.
Gotcha, yeah.
Smash sold like 25 million copies, and I think that was physical alone.
Yeah, true. Here's hoping.
There's always a chance.
There's always a chance, but it's a slim one.
If you hear that, that's on our side.
Thank you for that, yes, because some people don't say that sometimes, and I really do think...
Yeah, for like a split second?
Split second.
Is that everything, though? You got anything else to dunk on Nintendo for?
Put an Ethernet cable in the console box! Or where...
In the console? No, what?
Sorry, not the console box.
You can't expect that. I don't think any company does that.
In the... What?
An Ethernet cable in the box?
Sorry, no. I spoke wrong.
Put a port?
Put a port.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
That's so far down on the
list.
That's so far down the list, though.
I could nitpick all day. Just Nintendo, just be a better company. I think that's going to be it, though. You can reach out to the show on Twitter, @adialogtree. It's also going to be our Instagram. It's going to be @adialogtree. Our email is going to be adialogtree@gmail.com. If you want to reach out to Ryan on Twitter, it's going to be @RyanDivisions. If you want to reach out to me on Twitter, it's going to be @Aswaylock. If you're listening to this Apple Podcast, right in the app, you can leave us a 5-star review. That'd be awesome. Let us know what you like about Nintendo, what you don't like about Nintendo. Throw a question in there. If it's good enough, we might make a whole episode about it. Or not. We're still trying to figure out how to read those reviews. You can also... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, check out those videos that we've mentioned. They should be in the description or the whatever you call it in the podcast app.
Yeah, for sure. We'll throw them down there just so you can... It's easy for you to find. I know how it is surfing the internet sometimes. Sometimes it's hard. And...
Especially if you're Nintendo.
Yeah, it's like they don't see any of this. Anyway, I do believe that is going to be it.
I'm really hungry.
Me too. I should eat.